You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello, AppleViz. This is Michael Hansen. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you're having a great day. In this podcast, I'm going to be unboxing, setting up, and giving my initial first impressions of the iPhone 16e. The iPhone 16e is the latest member of the iPhone 16 family. It has all of the same foundational features as the rest of the iPhone 16 models. So the A18 processor, Apple Intelligence, things like that. But it comes at a more affordable price point. I say more affordable because it's still a little bit more than kind of what I think it's safe to say many others were hoping for. For reference here, the devices start out at $599 for the 16e, $799 for the 16, $899 for the 16 Plus, $999 for the 16 Pro, and $1199 for the 16 Pro Max. But the other side of it is that this device has a lot, and I mean a lot, of the same features as the more expensive, kind of the more costly other iPhone 16 models. It's got the action button, you know, it's got the A18, you know, processor, so there's no, chipset a generation behind, anything like that. It's got some new tech in there as well, and it's got the Apple C1, the new Apple C1 modem, which is going to hopefully deliver better battery life, the best battery life Apple says on a 6.1-inch phone. And it also has the action button, which is really, really cool, and is got some interesting uses, not just in terms of the types of things that you can do with it for, you know, turning off and on focus, which is what I use my personal unit for, but also you could even have it go to the home screen. Speaking of the home screen on the iPhone 16e, this device has Face ID and does not have a home button. And I know that as soon as I say that, there is probably going to be a subset of people going, "What? You know, what? No home button?" And that's okay. Don't feel bad if that's you. If the transition away from the home button concerns you, don't be embarrassed about it. Don't be ashamed of it. There's plenty of ways to make it work. There are some new gestures for going to the home screen and other functions like that. If the gestures are too difficult or just flat out don't work for you, you can always remap some voiceover gestures, you know, some existing ones, or kind of my favorite is you can use the action button to trigger a shortcut to take you right to the home screen. That's really, really cool. So Apple was kind enough to lend me an iPhone 16e and a case for review, and they sent me the gold. These phones come in white and black. There is no gold. Apple sent me the white iPhone 16e, 512 gigabyte storage, and a white silicone case. I've got the boxes right here, so let's go ahead and let's open up the case first, because I like to, when I take a phone out, I like to immediately put it in a case. So let's go ahead and open this up. Guess there's a seal on the back of the case packaging. Let's see if this is, oh, that is the way that you open it. All right, hey, look at that. Okay, so I have the case is kind of inside this box, and there is also I wouldn't say it's cardboard, because I know Apple is working on their packaging. An insert here of a material to help keep it in the case, and that you also can use to pull it out. So got that, take this inner piece out, and here in my hand, we have the case. So looking at the case for the device kind of gives us our first kind of look at the size of the iPhone 16e. If you are familiar with an iPhone, you know, any of the 15 Pro, anything with a 6.1 inch screen, you will be familiar with the size of the iPhone 16e. For a lot of people, this is the perfect size. This is now the smallest phone that Apple makes, and it is a 6.1 inch diagonal display. So they say that it's a 6.1 inch display. What they mean is it's they measure that diagonally, so top left to bottom right or top right to bottom left. Holding the case out here, and what's interesting is it's that silicone. I love these silicone cases. They feel great. Comparing them here to my comparing the case size here to my iPhone 16 Pro Max, which is my personal device, it's obviously quite small compared. I can set, and in fact I just have here, I have set the 16 Pro the 16e case on the screen of the 16 Pro Max, and I can still move it around in all directions. So there's quite the size difference. But again, if you're familiar with any of the recent, the 6.1 inch screen devices, that's exactly what you're going to get here with the iPhone 16e. One interesting thing is that on the Pro Max, there is a little the camera bump, and there's a little raised part on the case. There is no raised part on this case, and I bet it is because the cameras, it's got the 2-in-1 camera system on the iPhone 16e. We'll see that when we take it out the box. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and set this down, and now for the part that everybody's really here for. We're gonna go ahead and open the box, taking off the seal. There's two seals here on the underside of this box. Interesting thing about the packaging now on these iPhones, the iPhone 16e package is completely fiber-based. So that's really cool. It helps, it's gonna be helping Apple to reach their 2030 environmental goals. And yet the packaging itself doesn't feel any different. So whatever material, they've really gotten some alternative materials here, which is great. All right. Trying to get this open. Oh, here. Okay. Here we go. All right. So I'm going to set it down. And when I open up the box, the device is inside the box facing down. And so when we put our hand here on the back of the device, you can feel where there's the Apple logo. The rest of it is kind of a more, it's not a smooth texture. It's kind of similar to what you would kind of find in some of, any of the other iPhone models. You have just one tiny little camera here. So I bet you that there's no real bump to speak of. And, which would probably explain why the case is that way. The case will sit nice and flat on the surface, which I like. So I'm going to go ahead and take the phone out of the box. And this is my first chance to hold it. And one thing is I'm kind of running my hands along the device. If I've got it facing me, like I'm using it to use Face ID, on the right side we have the side button. That's, to do various functions. We then going down the side of the device, then we get to the bottom, and then kind of going to the bottom of the device where we have a speaker and a microphone. And in the middle of those two, we have the USB-C port. All of these phones now support USB-C, and I really love that because that means that I can use one accessory to charge everything, or a couple accessories. I have a Windows laptop, and I can use that charger to power up the phone. Speaking of chargers, if you haven't bought an iPhone in a while, you're gonna wanna make sure that you pick up a USB-C charger. The phone does come with a USB-C cable in the box, but in terms of like a power brick, Apple no longer includes those in the box to try and meet their environmental goals. If you are buying a new USB-C power adapter, which you may not have to, I definitely recommend something that is going to be 20 watts or higher so that you can take advantage of the fast charging. One other quick note about charging while I'm thinking about it is this device supports QI wireless charging, but it does not have MagSafe. So if MagSafe is something that's super important to you for wireless, you may want to look at a different model. Unfortunately, it does not support MagSafe. Device feels pretty good in my hand. It is definitely not as small as, you know, some of the previous phones, you know, the minis, or if you've had an older phone, any of the iPhone SEs, especially the original one, it's definitely not as small. It's definitely longer, and yet it still feels good. The edges of this device are, it's very, very holdable. They are not rounded edges, so you can grip it easily. It has an aerospace grade aluminum frame, and so it feels really good in my hand. There's a little protective covering on the screen that I'm gonna go ahead and take off. And at this point, I am going to put the device in its case. I like to do that really as soon as I can. And now here we have it. Device is in the case. And it will again sit flat. And as I suspected, there is no camera bump. So people have talked on AppleVis about cameras and things like that. And, you know, the iPhone 16e has the 2-in-1 camera, where higher-end devices or the more costly, pricey devices have multiple cameras. Does it make much of a difference for things like, you know, Be My AI or, you know, PixieBot or any of these Seeing AI, these sorts of apps? And my guess is probably not in most cases. That's just an educated guess on my part. But if you're concerned about that, my gut reaction, quick hot take, is probably not. You'll probably be just fine with the iPhone 16e camera. All right, so let's go ahead and power this device on, and we will see what happens. Okay, pressing and holding that side button. It did not give me any, indication, no power on sound. But I don't think it's going to do that regardless until VoiceOver setup. We'll have to see if that is included on these devices or not. Let's see if VoiceOver, if the device is on. I'm going to press that side button 3 times quickly.
VoiceOver alert. VoiceOver gestures.
Hello. All right. So the device is on. And first off, when we turn up just a little bit.
VoiceOver gestures.
There we go. Okay, speakers sound good. First initial impression is that the speakers sound really good. So VoiceOver gestures. So the moment that we turn this device on and we go to set it up, we are presented with a helpful little pop-up that tells us how to use those VoiceOver gestures. So let's listen to this.
To go home, slide one finger up from the bottom edge until you feel the first vibration and lift your finger. To use the app switcher, slide up farther from the bottom until you feel a second vibration and lift your finger. If you move too far to the left or right, a rumble vibration will indicate the gesture was cancelled. To use control center, slide one finger down from the top edge until you feel the first vibration and lift your finger. To use notification center, slide down farther from the top until you feel a second vibration and lift your finger.
So I have to, I gotta just stop and pause here and just reflect for a moment. So when I was first learning this, I haven't listened to this little help message in a long time. I've been using devices without, you know, without the home button since the iPhone XS Max in 2018. And I gotta hand it, I really like the way that Apple describes these gestures, because you know, these gestures are definitely slide gestures. You plant your finger on the bottom of the screen and then you slide it up until you feel that first vibration, that haptic, to go to the home screen. It is a plant and slide. And I really like the way that Apple explains that. Okay, so now that the device has gone to back to sleep while I talked, let's go ahead and wake it up. So the way that you do this on a device without a home button is you'll just tap on the screen with one finger, or alternatively, you could press the side button. I'm going to go ahead and just tap on the screen.
مرحباً.
All right, so I am on the...
أصبعك من أسفل All right. أعلى شاشة للأعداد.
All right, so I've got my language setup screen here, and I'm going to go ahead and slide up to go to the home.
English.
And button. We're going to double tap on English.
Select your country or region.
All right, we're going to swipe to the right with one finger.
United States.
And
button.
Double tap on United States.
Appearance heading.
Okay, next screen is our appearance heading.
Choose how you would like text and icons to look on iPhone.
Okay, we're going to keep swiping to the right, and I'm just swiping with one finger, holding the device here and just using the swipe gesture.
Default, adjustable.
We'll go to the default one.
Swipe up or down with one finger.
We could swipe up or down to change it. I can't see the screen. Doesn't make a difference to me, but let's go ahead and look at the options just in case.
Medium, large.
That's cool, so.
Large, medium, default.
We're going to keep it at default, and you can customize these things if you want to.
Continue. Button.
Okay, we'll double tap on continue.
Quick start heading.
All right. Quick start is really, really cool, and it will allow you to set up your device using another device. Now, normally when I buy my devices, I like to set them up as brand new. I like to do it every year. I set it up as a brand new device. I configure things. Since this is a
Screen
review,
dim.
I am going to just go ahead and use Quick Setup. And unless you really, really, really want to set your device up as brand new, I recommend that you use Quick Setup too. It'll make things so much easier. So let's swipe to the right.
In progress. Looking for nearby devices.
Okay. Let me go ahead now
Bring your current iPhone or iPad near this iPhone to sign in and set up.
Okay. We're going to do that.
If
so I'm going to go ahead
iPhone
and
or
get
iPad
my...
If your iPhone or iPad doesn't show options for setting up this iPhone, make sure it's running iOS 11 or later. And has Bluetooth
it
turned on.
Definitely is.
You can it's also set up this iPhone manually.
iOS 18.3.1. And this is really a cool way to do this. I'm going to go ahead and unlock this phone. And. All right. So it says use your Apple account. All right. We're going to continue. Oh, once my face. Face ID. There we go. All right. Okay. So now in order to connect this, the two phones together, there's a way that you can do it by holding the new iPhone up to the camera on the old one. Or, whoop, it just did it. I just held it, held the one phone in one hand and held the new phone in my hand and held my phone, you know, my personal phone, the older phone, on the left, above it, and it recognized it. If that doesn't work for you, you can also pair it manually. So now it's saying continue on the other iPhone. We're going to go ahead and do that. I'm also going to... I'm going to turn the speech rate. I'm going to turn the speech rate down for eloquence just a little bit for you guys here. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue, and I am on the iPhone 16 Pro Max, my older device.
Close. Use your Apple account opening image. Set up for me. Button. Create new setup for me.
Set up for me.
Enter passcode of your other screen. New iPhone.
All right. I am going to go ahead and on the new device, enter in the passcode for my old, my personal older phone.
Zero.
Interesting that typing mode settings do not appear to carry over.
3, 2.
There we go.
Enter passcode of your other iPhone.
Okay. Now what are we doing? Let's see.
Apple collects hardware personal data. Personal data. Apple. It may take a few minutes to activate your iPhone.
All right. It's activating the iPhone.
Close. Keep this iPhone near your new. Progress. And progress.
Here we go.
Transfer your phone number.
Edit. All right. So I have two phone numbers here. One that I use for personal. One that I use for work. So I am going to transfer both of them.
To set up cellular on this iPhone, you can transfer your phone number from another iPhone.
Let's do
Once
that.
Once you transfer phone number, you have two phone numbers available to transfer. Button.
Okay.
Transfer your phone number. Edit.
I'm gonna double tap on this and
choose the phone number +1 23+1 630 selected. +1 continue. Button. Select +1.
I'm gonna turn the other one on.
Selected. +1 continue. Continue. Alert. Transfer your phone number. +1 2 for transfer number. Cancel. Button. Can't transfer number. Alert. Confirm transfer on your other iPhone.
All right. Now it is asking me to confirm the transfer, and what we're doing is we're transferring over my eSIMs.
At close. Double click the side button to confirm phone number transfer. +1 23 940.
Okay.
Finish on new iPhone. Choose the phone number you would like to set up on this iPhone. Selected. +1 +1 63+1 selected. +1 prepare. +1 select. +1 preparing. Ellipsis.
Okay, so I've got two phone numbers here. It's asking me which one I want to set up. I want to try and set up my personal one first. Let's see if it takes it.
Preparing. +1 630. Finish on close. 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 Button.
And now it says here, finish on other iPhone. So I'm going to go ahead and set the old
cellular
one
setup
down.
Complete. +1 23. Continue. Button.
I want to transfer
the other software one. Update. Heading, a software update with important bug fixes is available for this iPhone.
All right.
You can choose to update now or update later in settings.
All right, so what we will do is when you get your iPhone 16e, if you're getting one soon after launch, there is a what is called a day one software update. Recommend that you get
Screen
that
dim.
Done,
update
and we're
going to
go ahead and do
Button.
That.
Update, update now. Software update. iPhone. Software update. Terms and conditions. English. Toolbar. Agree. Button. Software update. Heading. Progress. 2%.
And we'll go ahead and let these guys, let this continue the software update process. Going to take a brief pause and we'll be right back
50%.
After this break. Okay, so we're back now and the software update for iOS 18.3.1 has installed. If you're listening to this and some time has gone by and we've seen, you know, iOS 18.4 or, you know, whatever the software updates after that would be, it's probably likely that your device will come with those updates already installed. But if you're buying one right now, this is likely you will have that software update, and I recommend just go ahead and get that done now. Otherwise, if you have like a backup from, say, iOS 18.3.1, like I do, it would not let you restore back from it until that software is updated, because you can't take a backup and put it on older software. All right, so when the device woke back up from the update, it took us back to that hello screen. So we'll go ahead and tap on the screen with one finger and wake it up.
Hello.
All right.
Slide one finger up from the bottom of the screen to set up.
All right, gonna slide up.
Set up.
Okay.
Button.
Here we are.
Button.
Now here we are on the setup screen.
Appearance. Edit. Choose how you would like tech default. Adjustable.
All right.
Continue. Button.
Took us back to the default, the appearance thing, which is fine.
Quick start. Edit in progress. Looking for your buy devices.
Looks like it wants to reconnect to my iPhone, which is fine. My other phone, it's here.
Hey, wife.
It's, there we go.
Close. Use your app. Continue. Button.
All right. So it took us, when the software update came up, it's gonna want us to restart that process, which is fine. So what I'll do is I will go ahead and hit continue on my 16 Pro Max.
Face ID authenticate. Set up new iPhone. Face ID authenticated.
Okay.
Set up new iPhone. Waiting for other iPhone.
Hold your new iPhone up to the camera. So literally, what I'm gonna do, I'm going to put the new iPhone. I'm just gonna put the new phone, the 16e. Take it in one hand. Point the camera of the 16 Pro Max at it, and I feel a little haptic, and we should be off and rolling.
Position this image in the...
Huh? Are we? Let's see.
Continue on your other iPhone.
All right. Okay. Yep, it took it. And...
Camera news. Set up new iPhone. Close. Use your Apple account opening double quotation mark Michael 31.
Yep.
Image. Set up for me. Button.
Set up for me. Other option is set up for a child.
Passcode. Enter passcode on your other iPhone. New iPhone. Heading.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and enter in my...
Enter passcode of your other iPhone. Heading.
Enter in the passcode of my old phone here.
Enter passcode of your other iPhone. Heading.
Okay, got that in. And
transfer your phone number. Heading.
Now it will let me. Good. It's since the process restarted, it will actually let me transfer my other phone number, which I want to do. Because remember, I have the two phone numbers.
To set up cellular transfer from another iPhone. Transfer plus one. Six. Transfer once plus one. Transfer number. Button.
Okay, well, it's the alert here. It says,
transfer your phone number.
You know, basically that once I transfer it, I can't use the eSIM on the other on the old device, which is fine.
Once transfer number. Button.
Go ahead and do that.
Alert. Confirm transfer on your other iPhone. Keep this iPhone near your new iPhone. Keep this iPhone.
Okay.
Confirm transfer.
I've got the old iPhone in my hand now.
Close. Double click the side button to confirm phone number transfer. Plus one.
Click that side button two times.
Finish on new iPhone. To set up cellular on this iPhone, you can transfer your phone number from another iPhone. Once you transfer from another iPhone, set up later and set it space. But set up later, transfer from the set up cellular on. Set up later and settings. Transfer your phone number. Heading. Close. Keep this iPhone near your new iPhone while your information is transferred.
Should be transferring it over.
In progress.
I think this is the part where I need to use patience and just wait.
Transfer your phone.
Okay, there we go.
Plus one. Set cellular setup complete. Heading. Cellular setup complete. Heading.
Okay, so a little time here, and now the cellular setup is complete.
Plus one. 6-3 continue.
And now I have both eSIMs for both of my phone numbers on the new phone. 16E, which is what we want.
Continue. Personal data use.
Okay. I'm on the 16E.
Data and privacy. This icon appears when an Apple feature asks to use your personal information. Apple collects this info. Apple believes for continue. Button. Continue.
That's fine.
In progress. Dimmed. Face ID. Heading.
Okay. Face ID. So, Face ID is Apple's facial recognition system. It replaces Touch ID. And I have set up enough devices with Face ID that I kind of have an idea of how this is supposed to be done. So, the Apple instructions will tell us, I'll read what Apple says to do, and then I will tell you how I do it and how I recommend you do it, and you can take whatever you feel is the best approach.
About Face ID and privacy.
So we're going to go ahead and set up Face ID. And again, Face ID will just take a picture of your face, or you know, will scan your face rather. It does not store pictures. It will just scan your face and allow you to unlock or authenticate.
Continue. Button. Animation of a head gently moving in an outward. How to set up Face ID.
Okay. How to set up Face ID. This is Apple's instructions on that process.
First, position your face in the camera frame. Then move your head in a circle to show all the angles of your face. Get started. Button.
Okay. So if I had not done this before and I read that description, I would be really, really put off by it. As a blind man, that description just isn't relevant for me. And this is something that I really think that Apple really needs to improve upon, especially as more people are kind of taking on these devices now that we're not selling, you know, they're not selling devices with the home button anymore. But I've done it, and so I will talk you through how I do it. And the thing is that once we are actually taking a picture of a scan of the face, I keep saying picture. Once we're taking a scan of your face, VoiceOver will guide you and it will tell you what to do. The thing is, move slowly and listen. Move very slowly and listen. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and move to setup here.
First, position your get started.
Get started.
Get started. Dimmed. Position your face within the frame.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and hold
your face is out of your face is out of view.
Reposition your face within the frame.
Hold the device in front of your face at a distance of 10 to 20 inches.
Okay, that's what we'll do. We're going to hold the device right in front of my face at a distance of 10 to 20 inches.
Head position correctly. Starting first scan. Move your head slowly to complete the circle.
Okay, that doesn't really help me. So, what I'm going to do...
Right.
Oh, just said turn your head right. So I'm just going to hold my head level and turn it right.
12% completed, 25% completed. Tilt your head up and to the right.
Okay, up and to the right now.
38% completed.
Going a little up, and
tilt
I mean a little up.
Tilt your head up.
Way up.
50% completed.
Holding.
Tilt your head up and to the left.
Okay, up and to the left, okay.
62% completed. Turn your head left.
Okay, it's turning to the left.
75% completed. Tilt your head down and to the left.
Down, turn, tilt completed. The head down.
Tilt your head down. Tilt your head down.
My chin is almost on my chest, and it has completed. It has completed it. So, in summary, as you are setting up Face ID, the thing is you need to just listen for its instruction, listen for the instruction, follow it, and hold your position until it tells you what to do next.
Face ID is most accurate when it's set up for full face recognition only. To use Face ID while wearing a mask, iPhone can recognize the unique features around the eye area to authenticate.
Yeah,
about Face ID and privacy. Use Face ID with a mask. Don't use Face ID with a mask. Don't use Face ID with a mask. Face ID is now set up. Continue.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and continue. Double tap on that.
Continue. Alert. Face ID and voice
over. Oh, good. So right here, Apple displays an alert about Face ID and voiceover. And we'll go ahead and talk about this. I'll let it play the message. I'll swipe to the right, let it play that message, and then we'll go from there.
Face ID has been set up to verify your identity but not require that you look at iPhone to authenticate. This can be changed in Face ID and passcode settings.
So when you are not using VoiceOver, the way that this works is it requires that you both look at the device, you know, have your face in view, but that you actively be looking, quote-unquote, looking at the device. Now, for someone like me who's blind, that is a little bit more of a challenge. Now, so VoiceOver, when Face ID is set up to not require that I be looking at the device. Whether or not you have this enabled is completely a personal choice. On one hand, having it so that your eyes are, quote unquote, looking at the device is you know, more secure. If you can, you know, if you can make it work, then you could do that. On the other hand, for some people, it just isn't possible, and it's not possible to use any other way. Or, you know, it's just easier too. You know, so totally your choice. There's no right or wrong answer. Each person's situation is unique on that. So we're gonna go ahead and continue.
Face ID is okay. Button. It transfers data from Michael's iPhone. Heading.
Yeah. Now it says transfer data from Michael's iPhone, and here is where I have the chance to transfer all my stuff.
If you are moving from Michael's iPhone, you can transfer all its data and settings directly to this iPhone. Continue. Other options. Button. Other options.
Right. I want to actually go to other options because I want to see if I can restore from an encrypted backup from my computer. Normally, what I would recommend that you do if you're just setting something up is I would just recommend you do a direct transfer. I personally like the encrypted backup route because it will allow me to restore, like, all my passwords and my health data and stuff like that.
In progress.
So I hit double tap on other options.
Setting up your account. Setting up your account. Terms and conditions. Send by email.
Oh, all right.
Button.
So I've got the terms and conditions, which I'm going to go ahead and agree to.
But agree. Michael Hansen. Signing in. Ellipsis.
Okay. Signing me in. That's good. Give it a second to sign us in. Okay, so it has now signed me in. And we'll go ahead and make it back up. There we go. All right. So now we're on the next screen here. It says, make this your new iPhone.
Here's everything set up as you had it on your other iPhone.
That's good.
Learn more. Apps and data. iCloud backup. Collapsed.
No.
Settings. Siri wallet. Connections. Continue. Customize. Button.
All right. I want to customize that. I don't want it to...
Transfer your apps and data. Heading, get your existing
I want it to restore like it from a computer backup, not an iCloud backup.
From iCloud backup. Button. No. From another iPhone. From Mac or PC.
There we go. From Mac or PC. So I'm going to go ahead and
from Mac
double tap
to Mac
on
or to a PC that has the Apple Devices app. Heading.
All right. It says connect to a Mac or PC that has the Apple Devices app.
Connect to a Mac or to a PC that has the Apple
and
Devices app.
I am going to go ahead and connect it to my Windows computer and go through the process of getting that backup restored.
Connected to computer. Heading.
Okay. Now it says it's connected to computer.
Connected to computer.
Okay, so from right here it says connected to computer. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick pause while I restore the phone from the backup. Okay, we are back and the restore is completed. Got stuck a little bit there, but it has now successfully completed and we are now ready to go ahead and continue our setup. So I'll go ahead and press that side button.
Hello. Slide one finger up from the bottom of the screen to set up.
Yep, okay. We'll go ahead and slide up from the bottom, set up.
Nihal.
Set up. Restore completed.
There we go.
Apps and data will continue. Continue.
It says apps and data will continue to download in the background. All right.
Apple account. Heading.
Next screen here is my Apple account. And it's going to ask me to enter in my password, which I'm going to go ahead and do and pause briefly while we do that. All right, so I've got my password entered in now, and we're going to go ahead and find that continue button and double tap.
Continue. Continue. In progress. Do not disturb. Image. Status bar item.
Got
location
my,
services.
Okay.
Heading.
Next screen here is our location services.
Location services allows maps and about location
gonna
services.
Go ahead and approve that.
Set up later. Turn on location services.
Button. Turn on location services.
Turn on location
definitely.
Services. In progress. Dim. Photo of person using Face ID with Apple Pay. Apple Pay. Heading.
Okay. This will allow me here.
Add cards to Apple Pay to send money to friends and make secure payments and apps on the web and in stores using NFC.
And I want to go ahead and do that.
Card related information, personal data, continue. Button. Previous cards.
And it will gives me a screen here. The next screen will allow me to select my previous cards that I can go ahead and add.
Quickly add the cards selected. Apple card.
Okay. And I've got my Apple card.
Selected. Apple Cash. Bout selected. Chase debit.
And a Chase account as well. So I'm going to go ahead and make my selections. And then we will go ahead and continue.
Selected. Chase debit card. Four bullets. 5449. Chase debit. Continue. Button. Add security code. Text
okay.
Field. Is editing. Three digit CVV. Insertion point at start.
This is a CVV screen for my Chase debit card. So we'll go ahead and type that in. All right, got it there. And we will
add card. Chase debit card on security. Security clear text. Add this card. Run. Next.
Button. Find my next button.
Contacting the card issuer. Next. Adding card. Add setting up card for Apple Pay.
Awesome.
Adding the wallet. Your card has been added to wallet. Your card has been card on file using Apple Pay. Continue. Double click the side button. Authenticate with Face ID and hold near reader.
Yep.
Use
right.
App continue. Put Apple Watch. Heading.
All right. Next string is my Apple Watch.
Do you want to use Michael's Apple Watch with his iPhone?
I do. So it says, do I want to use Michael's Apple Watch? I do want to do that, and it should allow me. Let's see if it lets me transfer it over.
Continue.
That would be so cool.
Continue. In progress. Beta.
All right, now, next screen here is the Apple Intelligence.
Apple Intelligence. Heading. Intelligence that understands your personal context. Connect to Wi-Fi and power to prepare for Apple Intelligence.
All right, that's fine.
Writing and summarization. Enhance your writing and summarize notifications, mail, messages, and more.
Watch is telling me. Apple Watch is telling me something. Let me check that.
To allow Michael's iPhone to unlock your Apple Watch, enter your passcode.
Oh, okay.
Next. Button. Next. 8.
I'm going to enter in my watch passcode here on the screen here.
Loading. iPhone in a blue etch.
There you go.
Michael's iPhone can now unlock your Apple Watch. Okay.
Oh, all right. That is to allow it to unlock my Apple Watch. All right, then.
The start of a new era for Siri. Siri is more natural, contextually relevant, and personal to you. Built for privacy. Powerful intelligence without sharing your data with Apple.
All right.
About Apple Intelligence. Continue. Button. Visual intelligence. Edit.
All right. Visual intelligence. Now, visual intelligence is a feature that will, if you activate it, it will, you know, take a picture of whatever you are looking at, and it will help you learn more about that.
Learn about the objects and places around you and get more information about what you see. Open visual intelligence and control center and use the camera to identify plants and animals, translate between languages, add events, and more.
I personally use Be My AI or PixieBot just for, you know, descriptions of things, but we will certainly give this a try.
Continue. Button. Siri.
All right, here we go for Siri.
Siri is an intelligent assistant that helps you find information and get things done. Just speak or type a request using your own words.
All right.
Apple stores transcripts about Siri. Continue. Button. Continue. Speak to Siri. Say Siri or Hey Siri, or hold the side button to talk to Siri.
Okay.
Continue. Button.
This is how we talk to Siri. Continue.
Type to Siri. Double tap the bottom edge of the screen to type your request.
Okay. If that is not how you do it with VoiceOver. I believe it is a... I'll have to research the gesture. It is not that. It is a four-finger gesture. All right. It is a four-finger swipe down. With VoiceOver, it is a four-finger swipe down.
Continue. Button.
To type to Siri.
Welcome to iPhone. Welcome to iPhone. Welcome to iPhone. Welcome to iPhone.
All right. Yay. Let's swipe up to get started.
Alert. Default settings changed. Default voice line changed and cellular data plan changed. Okay.
All right, that's fine. I've got two eSIMs. I'll sort that out later.
Settings. Double tap to open.
So now we are on the settings, kind of our home screen here. My first app on my home screen is settings. And now it's kind of time to just kind of take a look at the device and how it navigates. So I am going to kind of to swipe around the screen. This is with the speaker at what appears to be full volume. This is on the iPhone 16e.
Settings, base trip, Bible, NOAA weather, waiting.
Nope, it's still waiting. A lot of these apps are still waiting down, so I can't open them.
Clock, cat, weather, no, clear, play, vest, skip, wallet, chase, deal, user, quad, pass, team, scanner, bart, be my up, flight, app store, search, dock, messages, what mail, no unread, safari, mail, message, phone, search, apps, flight, be my bart, scan, team, pass, watch, user, deal, chase, wallet, skip, message, place, lyric, note, weather, cam, clock, okay. NOAA, weather, Bible, paste, settings.
Let me now grab the 16 Pro Max. We can compare it. This is with volume all the way up. Same type of the same test. All right. So here now I have the iPhone 16 Pro Max. Obviously much, much, much bigger device. This is full volume. We're going to test the same
thing. Base, NOA, clock, camera, weather, note, lyric, place, message, scan, wallet, chase, team, user, quad, pass, team, scan, bar, be my up, flight, apps, search, doc, messages, mail, night, safari, mail, messages. Phone, search, apps, flight, beam, bar, scanner, team, pass, log, user, team, chase, wallet, skip, message, face, lyric, note, weather, camera, clock, NOA, Bible, face, trip, settings.
Okay. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of take the volume down a little bit.
Face, trip, check. Double tap to open.
And one thing I can tell you, just putting it up to my ear, is that the kind of like the 15 Pro was this 16E, even at lower volumes, the audio still has some bass.
Recently updated NOA Bible face trip settings face Bible NOA clock cam weather notes lyric face.
I know it's kind of hard to tell on a podcast.
Watch password team scanner bar be my flight apps search doc message mail so fuck mail message phone search apps flight be my bar scan team pass log user team chase walk mess face lyric notes weather cam clock NOA Bible paste settings. Double tap to open.
Okay, back with the 16 Pro Max.
Face trip check. Double tap to open Bible. NOAA weather setting setting paste by NOAA clock camera weather notes click face meth scan wallet team use watch pass team scan bar be my flight apps search doc message mail message phone search apps flight be my bar scan team pass watch user team chase wallet skip message face lyric note weather cam clock NOAA paste setting setting setting.
Okay. Okay, so that is going to be about it for this podcast. The iPhone 16e will be available starting Friday, February 28th, 2025. Starts at $599, and that is for 128 gigabytes of storage. You can also get larger storage capacities as well. Comes in white or black. Again, it's got that A18 processor, so same kind of basic, same internals as some of the higher-end iPhone 16 models, but at a lower price point. Be on the lookout here in the next few weeks. I'm going to have a blog post out as I kind of live with this thing and see what I think of it. And if you have any questions or comments or things that you want to know, feel free to drop it in the comments here on AppleVis, or you can send me an email at Michael, that's M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at AppleVis, AppleVis.com. Until next time.
This podcast was brought to you by the community at AppleVis.com. AppleVis, empowering people who are blind, deafblind, or who have low vision to get the most from Apple products and related technologies. A proud member of the Be My Eyes family. For more information, visit our website at www.applevis.com.